Blog Talk Radio. God in us cannot handle. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It where I'm your host, Sister Diane, and this broadcast was founded by the late Apostle Gloria Cheba Porter. And you all know how we start this broadcast off. For those of you that are new, we start this broadcast off with prayer. Why? Because prayer changes things, and we are our brothers and sisters' keeper. So I'm trusting that you already done prepare your heart, your mind, you get in that set place, you got your prayer list, that we can go before the throne. Amen. Giving all glory and honor to God this day. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Heavenly Father, as we come before you, O God, we give you honor, glory, and praise, thanking you, O God, for this day, Lord Father, a day, O God, that wasn't promised to us, O God. Knowing, O God, that you are King of kings and Lords of lords, and there is no other God but you. You're the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, our Creator. And Father, we say thank you. We thank you, God, for just being so mindful of us this day, Lord Father. We thank you, O God, for just waking us up this morning, clothing our right mind, Lord Father. Being able to do, oh God, not just for ourselves, but for others as well, Lord Father. We thank you, oh God, for using us this day, Lord Father, to be a light in someone's darkness this day, oh God. For Father, we take you not for granted, Lord. We take nothing and no one for granted this day, Lord Father. So Father, as we come touching and agreeing, Lord Father, Father, we're thanking you right now, Lord Father, for every prayer warrior, watchman, intercessor, leader this day, Lord Father. Father God, that are touching and agreeing with us, warring and interceding and standing in the gap, Lord Father God, for someone other than themselves this day, Lord Father. We thank you, we glorify, and we magnify you. And Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over them, Lord. And Father, we ask you, O God, to keep your head a protection round about them this day, O God. Now, Heavenly Father, we ask, O God, for forgiveness and those that we're praying for, Lord. Forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you are just to forgive us, Lord, we forgive those that trespassed against us, Lord. Father, we're thanking you, Lord Father, for hearing and answering prayers, Lord Father. You're not slack, Lord Father, in being mindful of us this day, Lord Father. So Father, as you see prayer lists is raised before you, Lord, hands, Lord Father, being laid upon the prayer lists, O God. Father God, you know each and every person, name by name, Lord Father God, on our prayer lists this day, Lord Father. Father God, some ask for prayer for themselves, some ask for prayer for others, Lord. Father, we're thanking you and glorifying you, O God, for your will being done in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you that you see all, you hear all, Lord, and nothing, O God, is hidden from you this day, Lord. So, Father, whether we pray openly, Lord Father, or silently within, Lord Father, you hear, Lord Father, and we say thank you. We glorify and we magnify you. We thank you, O God, for seeing the blood covering this day, Lord Father. Father, we're thanking you and glorifying you, Lord. For, Father, we know that when you see the blood, Lord Father, that you will pass over, Lord. So we thank you, O God, for the healing in the blood, Lord. We thank you, O God, for the salvation in the blood this day, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father God, for the finances in the blood this day, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, that we're able to stand, Lord Father God, in the blood this day, in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, as you look upon this prayer list, Lord Father, and all of the prayer lists, Lord, touching and agreeing, oh God. Father God, I hold before you Ruthie, Lucy, and Kim right now, Lord Father, as we pray, oh God, for their healing from COVID this day, oh God. Father, touch their immune system this day, Lord Father. Father God, build it up right now, Lord Father. See the blood covering them this day. In the name of Jesus, Lord Father, is healing, Lord Father God. Go for it in this day and in this time, Lord. Father God, we hold before you Donna Bella and Eva Olabari right now, Lord Father, that has terminal cancer, Lord. Father God, we know that you're bigger than cancer and nothing is too hard for you this day, Lord Father. So, Father, we're thanking you right now, Lord Father God, for touching their bodies this day, Lord Father. Father God, your will being done in the bodies this day, Lord Father, as they continue, Lord Father, to look to the hills from whence cometh their help this day, Lord Father. Your supernatural strength, your supernatural healing this day, Lord Father. Father, touch their loved ones this day, oh God. Father, continue to strengthen them, Lord Father, as they stand in the gap, Lord Father. Father, as they war for them, Lord Father, as they take care of them this day, Lord Father. We thank you for your strength this day, oh God. And Father, we hold before you every caregiver this day, Lord Father. Father, no matter who they're taking care of, Lord Father, Father, I plead the blood of Jesus over them, Lord Father. Father God, that they will treat, Lord Father, that person, Lord Father, with love and care, Lord Father. Father, that they would love to be treated as well, Lord Father. Father, give them the strength, Lord Father. Touch, Lord Father God, their bodies this day, Lord Father. We plead the blood of Jesus over their mental state this day, Lord Father. Father, we thank you and just glorifying you, Lord Father. So many, Lord Father God, are going through, Lord Father, that their mental state this day, Lord Father God. Father God is so messed up, but we cancel their assignment of the enemy right now, Lord Father. And Father, we hold them before you, Lord Father, and see the blood covering them this day, Lord Father. Father God, that they may show forth your agape love this day, Lord Father, as they take care, Lord Father God, of their loved one, Lord Father God. Father God, of their patient, their clients right now, Lord Father. Father, I say thank you. I thank you for hearing prayers today, Lord Father. I thank you, oh God, for answering prayers this day, oh God. Oh God, I hold before you Pastor Bolin, Lord, and I plead the blood of Jesus over him. From the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet, Lord Father. Father, as we speak healing to his body this day, Lord Father God, see the blood covering him this day. As we speak healing, Lord Father. Father, we say body line up with the word of God right now, for you say healing is the children's bread this day, Lord Father. Your supernatural strength, oh God. Father God, we're thanking you, Lord Father. Father God, how he came on, Lord Father, and Father God spoke what you have given him, Lord. Father, I ask you this day, Lord Father, to strengthen him, strengthen his household this day, oh God. Touch his family, Lord Father. Touch Ezra right now, Lord Father, and strengthen her this day in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for all those this day, Lord Father, that continue to touch, Lord Father, and agree with us as we pray, war, and intercede, Lord Father. Father, as we war and intercede, Lord Father, for their list as well this day, oh God. Father, I say thank you. Father God, I plead the blood of Jesus over Bishop Porter this day, Lord Father. Father, as you prepare him, oh God, to bring forth the word, Lord. Father God, see that hedge of protection round about him, oh God. Father God, we're thanking you for the blood covering the word as well, Lord Father. Father God, show up and show out this day, oh God. Decrease him, oh God, as you increase in him this day, Lord Father. Father God, touch the ears this day, Lord Father, and the hearts this day, Lord Father. Father God, that they are prepared, Lord, Father God, to hear the word and receive the word, Lord, Father. And Father God, not just that, Lord, Father. Father God, be doers of the word as well, Lord, Father. Father God, let that word that come forth this day, Lord, Father, prick our hearts this day, Lord, Father. Father God, that we may examine self this day, Lord, Father. Father God, for when it's all said and done, Lord, Father, we're the ones, Lord, Father, that will be standing in front of you individually, Lord, Father, and we cannot say we did not hear the word, Lord, Father. Father God, I just say thank you for this broadcast, oh God. I thank you for each and every person continually supporting this broadcast, Lord. I thank you for each and every person that continue, oh God, to touch and agree with us this day, Lord. Father God, the nations, Lord, Father God, that are touching and agreeing with us this day, oh God. Those in the islands this day, oh God, that are touching and agreeing with us this day, oh God. Oh God, look upon them this day, Lord, Father. See about their needs this day, Lord, Father. See about their needs this day, Lord. And Father, as we pray, Lord, Father God, for those over there, Lord, Father God, in the Middle East this day, Lord, Father. Father God, knowing that no place is exempt, Lord, Father, but the safest place is in you this day, Lord. And Father, you say this day, Lord, Father God, will be coming, Lord, Father, and we're seeing that it's here, Lord, Father, knowing, oh God, that prophecy will be fulfilled, Lord, Father. So, Father, we ask you this day, Lord, Father, to strengthen our hearts this day, Lord, Father. Father, strengthen our mind this day, oh God. Father, that nothing, Lord, Father, come upon us unaware, Lord, Father. So, Father, we ask you to give us the ears to hear, Lord, Father, and the heart to receive the word, O God, as it come forth this day, Lord. Father God, let us continue to do self-examination, Lord, Father. Let us continue to have a humble heart, Lord, Father, that we can come before you this day, Lord, Father, asking you, O God, for forgiveness, O God. Father, and let us not be prideful, Lord, Father. Father, I just say thank you. I glorify and I magnify you, Lord. So, Father, as you see the blood covering this broadcast, the airwaves, people that are listening now, those that would listen at a later date, Lord, Father, we cancel the assignment of the enemy right now, Lord, Father, that would try and hinder anyone listening or speaking on this broadcast. And we render that assignment null and void right now in the name of Jesus. Show up and show out, Lord, Father. Let them not come on here, Lord, Father, and leave off this broadcast this day, Lord, Father God, being the same, Lord, Father. But changes, Lord, Father, begin to take place this day, O God. Father, I say thank you. I thank you. I glorify and I magnify you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I thank you, Lord. I magnify you. Hallelujah. I don't know about you all, but I'm trusting that you woke up this morning giving God praise, thanking him for waking you up this morning, opening up your eyes, being able to use your limbs this day, being able to go out and be a light in someone's darkness this day. And knowing that no matter what it is that you're going through today, remember, there is nothing that can happen to you today that the God in you cannot handle. The God in you cannot handle. We are our brothers and we are to continue to pray one for another this day. I take no one and nothing for granted. I thank God for allowing me to see another year, another day. And then he woke me up this morning, clothed in my right mind. He woke me up this morning. I did not wake myself up. He woke my loved ones up. He even woke my enemies up, those that call themselves my enemies, he woke them up. So we ought to thank God. Thank God each and every day. You go throughout the day. Thank God. Because you know what? He made ways out of no ways for you. He touched your body when your body was racked with pain. He touched it. He made sure that you was in the right place at the right time. Why? Because he told you and you was obedient to be there. So give God praise no matter what you're going through. I always thought when the praises go up, the blessings come down. Praise God through it all. You may be sick onto debt. Praise him anyhow. Thank him for each and every day that he gave you. Every moment. Take it not for granted, people. We used to say here today, gone tomorrow. It's not here today, gone tomorrow. It's here today, gone today. No day is promised to us. Every day, every second, every minute is a gift. Until you understand that, oh, praise God today. Praise him today. I just thank God again for yet another day. Yet another day. God is good. I will give you the word for today. I am not the speaker of the hour. And then I will decrease and bring forth the speaker of the hour. Amen. So while I'm giving this word for the day, I'm trusting that you're going to run. You're going to pick up that phone. You're going to text. You're going to email, whatever it is that you do, and tell your friend, come on and hear this word that is coming forth today. For those of you that are listening on a different device, the call-in number is 347-857-3925. And press the number 1. You may have a question. You may be in need of prayer. You may have that praise report. Or you may want to encourage that speaker that we have. Find it not robbery to do so. Just like you would like someone to encourage you, encourage the speaker of the hour today. Give them their flowers while they're alive, because when they're dead, they cannot hear you. They cannot hear you. Again, for those of you that are listening on a different device, the calling number is 347-857-3925 and press the number 1. For those of you that are listening live, you have a question, you want to encourage the speaker, you need prayer, you have that praise report, press the number 1 today. Find it not robbery. And as the speaker is going forward, continue to pray for the speaker. Cover them under the blood. Because let me tell you, when the word is coming forth, if you think that the enemy do not fight that person that is bringing forth the word, that enemy will fight. The enemy is on their job. As we, children of God, are we on our post today, or are we just carrying that name? Or are we just saying that today? So pray for the speaker of the hour. Pray for the blood continually covering them as the word come forth today. Pray for them. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The word today says, you can hope for a miracle in your life, or you realize that your life is the miracle. You can hope for a miracle in your life, or you realize that your life is a miracle. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I would like to introduce the speaker of the hour. I have known him for several years. I can tell you I personally know him. For those of you that don't know him, he is the husband of the late Apostle Gloria Cheever Porter. I know that you have heard, if you go back and listen to our broadcast over the years, you will hear none other than Bishop John Porter when he was there with us doing the broadcast. I am honored. I take it not for granted the fact that he is on here still giving the word, still pushing forward today. He's a man of God. Don't mind praying. And let me tell you, you call and you ask a question about that Bible, and he will tell it to you because he knows that Bible. He will give you scripture and preach that sermon to you right then and there in that short period of time. And, you know, just for us to go back and forth, and I just want to tell you all, I appreciate him. Bishop Porter, I appreciate you. I take you not for granted. I thank you for the times that I can call upon you, and you are there. You don't mind bringing forth the word. And some of us today ought to be like that. Don't mind bringing forth the word. Be willing. Be prepared to bring forth the word, what thus say the Lord, not what you say, but what thus say the Lord. And when you're saying it, make sure you have that scripture to back it up.
Amen.
Have that scripture to back it up. And
Amen.
Don't just use the word. Don't be selective in what it is that you are preaching, because the words that don't take away and don't add. And rightfully divide that word. And I tell you, I have learned so much in ministry. I thank God for each and every leader that he has placed in my life, because everybody has something for you. So I am going to decrease as the man of God increased. So for those of you that do not know, I now present to you Bishop John Porter.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank God. Amen for that introduction. Man, got to live up to that. Praise God. You don't run me up the tree. I hope I can stay there.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. I thank God for you, Minister Diane. I really do. In your prayer, I want to thank God for prayer. It was a fight this morning, I tell you. I was on the prayer line this morning out in Texas, and they wanted me to pray. And the fire alarm went off in our building, and I had to get off the line because we had to get on the outside. I mean, it was loud. And I said, oh, Lord, I hope it, you know, we can be off before I get on Blog Talk. But thank God the fire department came and got it restored, and everybody, I mean, people was out in their gown and man in pajamas and everything. I mean, but I just thank God, amen, that we all is safe, and I thank God for it. And I was able to listen at a testimony out in Texas. The lady said on last night, oh, the devil is busy, I tell you, and they building caught fire, and everybody got out safe up there. So, like you say, the devil on his job. Man, and it's time for you and I and everybody else that's in Christ Jesus to get on our posts. Praise God. Stay on the wall. Man, if the Lord, amen, have called you into ministry, whatever amen, your calling, amen, and he have sent you to do. It's time now, amen, to preach the gospel as never before. I ain't talking about gospel now. Be good at gospel, amen, talking about somebody, but I'm talking about the gospel of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Amen. And that's what I want to talk about today. Amen. I have a text and a subtext. Praise the Lord. Amen. I just thank God again for Pastor George and thank God for Logan International Ministry. Man, praise God. And just thank God for each and every one of you, whatever means. Like Minister Diane say, well, you may be listening. However you are listening, it's a blessing. Praise God. Amen. And we just thank God to be walking, amen, on top of the ground, and we're not under. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. But amen, everybody going to have their day, because the Bible says appointed once for man to die, and after death, going to be the judgment. Amen. But while we are here amongst the land of the living, amen, the Bible tells us to hear what the Spirit says unto the church, not looking at the preacher of the minister, but hear what the Spirit says unto the church. All right, if you have your Bibles, I'd like for you to turn with us, praise God, very short, to the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 8. And I'm going to give you one verse, and then we're going to go to St. Luke, chapter 5. Praise the Lord. And the text that I would like to start off with is, where the word of a king is, there is power. Where the word of a king is, there is power. And my subtext is launch out into the deep. Launch out into the deep. In Ecclesiastes chapter 8, I give you one verse. Where the word of a king is, there is power. And who may say unto him, what dost thou? Asking a question. I'm going to read that again. Where the word of a king is, there is power. And who may say unto him, what dost thou? And we know that is in Christ Jesus, he is the King of Kings. It's not but one king. And I'm glad about it that I'm on the Lord's side. That's why we shouldn't be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, because we know that it is power under salvation to all that believe. Am I right? And I thank God that he is the King of Kings. He is the hope of glory. He is our all in all. He's in us all, and he's through us all. And what is King Solomon, praise God, is saying here to us? The king's words, command, is backed up by great power. In other words, as God spoke it, he able to perform it. And if he did it back then, he's doing the same thing now, because he is God yesterday, today, and forevermore. And no man can resist or question it. Because, amen, the old folk used to say, your arms ain't long enough to box with God. Am I right? He says, it's neither our ways is not his ways. Neither his thoughts is our thoughts. So where the word of a king is, there is what? Power. Ain't you glad about that? When God speaks his word, praise God, that we can stand on it. We don't hang on. I often say that all the time, amen. That's not even in the Bible. We're not holding on, but we stand fast in the liberty whereby Christ has set us free, because he has spoken. And he said, whom he set free, we are what? Free indeed. Ain't you glad about that, praise God, that we have a supernatural God. He's awesome. He's everywhere, all at the same time. So where the word of a king is, there is power. Oh, that I'm glad about that. Oh, we serve a man, the King of Kings. He is the hope of glory. He's everywhere. He's there. right now with you. Praise God. Amen. In other words, the king said, the day you hear my voice, harden not your heart. Is your heart hardened? Hmm? And he can take out that old stony heart and give you a heart of flesh. I'm glad about it today. For every excuse that you have, praise God, he can turn it around and give you a blessing if you believe it and trust God. In other words, what is the Lord is Solomon is saying, amen, is what, amen, our God, what do he want us to learn from it? Let's look at verse 4 again. Where the word of a king is, where the word of the king is, mean now, as I speak to you. Is mean present tense, mean right now, not past tense. There is what? Is power. His word is power right now, wherever you may be, whatever you may be going through, huh? Whatever situation you may be facing. It may be in your marriage. It may be on your job. It may be in your daily occupation of whatever, amen, in your family, with your children, whatever situation you're in. But the word, amen, of a king says that we are in the world, but we're not of it. And he said that every tongue that rises up against you, he said he was sort of standing up against it. So why we don't dwell on the king's words, on his command as he has spoken? And where the word of a king is, there is what? Power. Oh, I like that. Oh, we can lean on him. Tell me, thousands all over the world lean on him, and he would never, what? Never give away. Ain't you glad about that? That we serve our God, that he is a strong tower. He says, word is not given to the swift, not to the strong, but to them that do what? Hold out until the end. Huh? We are in a marathon. But the king have spoken. And if he spoke it, praise God, he means just what he say. And I'm glad about it today, that he have given us that authority. He have given us that power over the devil and every imp in hell. Do y'all believe that today? So where the word of the king is, there is what? Power. You know how we go into the gym and we lift weights to get what? Strong. Physical strength. And that's what we do. And I often tell the church, as it is in the natural, the same in the spirit. It's the same. Why, Bishop? Oh, I'm glad you asked. You're full of questions this morning. Oh, I like that. Because, praise God, that our God, praise God, if he spoke his word, I tell you again, he's able to perform it. Praise God. And I thank God, amen, for it this morning, that there's power in his word. In the beginning, when he said, let there be light, in the beginning, and from that moment on, after he said, let there be light, everything that our king say will come to pass. Search it out. Why do we dwell so much on our problems and situation and conditions, and we don't dwell enough on God's promises? Did not his word say he's able to do a what? Abundantly and above that all that we can ask or think, according to the power that lies within who? Us. Because greater that is in us than he that is in the world. Oh, he's there. Didn't the king say that he would never leave us, not forsake us? So why are you fearful? He did not give us the spirit of fear, but love, power, and of a sound mind. And he's doing great things for somebody right now. Why? Because the king said his word would not go out and return to him void, but it would accomplish what it pleases. Oh, so that's the theme, what he wants us to learn from his word, that if he spoke it, oh, he will perform it. What get us is patience. Did not he say, the king said, wait on the Lord and be of good word. Courage. Wait, I say. See? Then he spoke it. Are you waiting? Or are you worrying? You can't be full of both. You can't be full of faith and full of doubt. One got to go. And if you want our king to move in your life, you got to show him some faith. That's it. The king's eyes go to and fro, up and down into the earth, looking for faith in the earth. Tears don't move him, but faith does. Oh, praise the Lord. What is faith, Bishop? Oh, I'm glad you asked. Faith is trusting the word of God. The king's command is backed by great power. No man can resist it or question it. That's what he wants us to learn. In other words, trust in him, but by his word. Trust him. Do you trust the Lord? As long as things going well, oh, yeah, money in the bank, everything going great. But what about when the downside? They've been out of work and things is tossed to and fro. Kids is acting up. You got to go to the school every other week and every other month. Being disobedient at home thing. Can you trust God that he's able to turn that situation? How many know that he's able? The king is able to turn a bad situation and make some good out of it. He's able to turn a negative into a positive. And he's yet God. The king is yet God. We serve a God of the living and not the dead. Ain't you glad about that? See? Oh, we ought to give God glory because we are beyond a miracle when we woke up this morning. Thank God, amen, that we are amongst the land of the living. And we're living in a troubled world. We know that. Dangers is all around us. Everywhere you go is danger. You're not safe nowhere but in Jesus Christ, in this universe. Come on here. Thank God, amen, that we serve a God, amen, that take care of us. And thank God for the blood. Thank God that he bless our going out and our coming in. And he protect us. He keep us from hurt, harm, and danger. So our king wants us to trust him for his word. Are you listening? That's why he said, today you hear my voice, harden not your heart. Today is the day of salvation. If you don't know him, today is your day. Even if you're a backslider. You know what the king say about that? I was reading it this morning. Say he is married to the backslider. So now if he married to you, where are you going? I'm telling you what the king say. Want me to read it again? Ecclesiastes, you want to write it down? Chapter 8, verse 4. Where the word of a king is, there is power. And who may say unto him, what does thou? Come on. If you got a question, go to the Lord. You can go to him in prayer. How many know our king is a praying God? He said that man shall always pray and not what? Faint. That faint means don't quit. Don't stop. Don't give up. Why, Bishop? Because a quitter never wins. And a winner will never quit. Oh, we don't hang in there, but we stand fast. Why? Because the king has spoken. Don't say, oh, I can't make it. No, The king have spoken in St. John chapter 17. He said, Lord, keep them that believe on me, on my name. He brought us in. So if Jesus done prayed the prayer, we can make it. Care what you're going through. Because he's able to bring you out, to bring you in to something better. And he's doing great things right now. Because eels mean now, not past tense. Do you have the eels baptism of the Holy Spirit abiding in your life right now? Where the word of the king is, there is what? Power. Authority. Knowledge to give you power. Knowledge. Knowing who? Our Lord and Savior. He said, if any man lack of wisdom, do what? Let him ask of God. He don't want to hold back no good things from them that love him. He said, if his word is hidden, it is hidden to them that are lost. I don't understand the word. Have you prayed and asked God to open your wisdom, your knowledge, and understanding of his holy, everlasting, and divine word? He'll do it for you. He'll lead you and guide you and direct you to somebody that would lead you closer to him. He did it for me. And it was prophesied that I would teach and help others. And this is what it's all about. Apostle is going on to be with the Lord. But look at Blog Talk. Look at Time to Talk About It. See? That's why Minister Diane is there. This is what she be talking about. Why? Where the word of a king is, there is power. He said, I have, amen, called some apostles, some pastors, some teachers, some evangelists into the ministry to equip the body. This is what it's all about. We're here to share the good news. And sometimes people act ugly. Good news for ugly people. I ain't talking about your pretty face now. I'm not talking about that. And beauty is only skin deep, but I'm talking about ugly ways that some folk have. And you know what the king said about that? He said the wages of sin is still death, but the gift of God is eternal life. So it's power in our king words. So the king words is backed by great what? Power. 66 books. 39 in the old and 27 in the new. And there's always somebody always saying that there's some lost books in the other word of God. Why do you worry about the lost books when there's enough in here to get you from earth to glory? And some folk won't keep that. Come on. But thank God, amen, it's enough in here. Praise God. As we will walk in his way. How many know the king say, narrow is the way that lead to salvation. Broad is the way that lead to destruction. So what side are you leaning on? You remember the two thieves when Jesus was hanging on the cross? One on the left, the other one on the right. The one on the left was too high-minded. See, pride will get you lost. See, pride is the number one abomination before our God. Pride. You say, if you Christ, the Son of God, you'll save yourself and us too. Too bigoted. Got a lot of headed people. Can't tell me nothing. hard-hearted, stiff-necked, rebellious. He was on the left. But the one on the right, he rebuked him. Say, hush your mouth. We deserve to get just what we get. Then he had a talk with the Lord. See, praying how long is how strong. It's not the length, but the strength. And he said, Lord, just remember me when you come into thy kingdom. The Lord put a leech on deck. Stop dying. And said, this day, oh, here we go. Where the word of a king is, there is what? See? Stop dying on the cross and say, this day, you'll be with me. Oh, my God. In paradise, that's all enough to make you shout right there. Oh, praise the Lord. He didn't come off the cross to baptize him. Come on here now. Have you been baptized? Notice what you say now. Been. That's past tense. But do you have the eels baptism of the Holy Spirit abiding in your life right now? As Bishop Porter speak to you. The Lord can crack the sky right now. He ain't coming back to baptize. Oh, he comes to receive you and I unto himself. Oh, you all ought to help me here. In the name of Jesus. So where the word of the king is, there is what? Power. No man can resist it or question it. Oh, they try. Come out with all type of Bibles and want to try to debate God's word. But the king word is written by holy men. They was inspired by the Holy Ghost. That's how it's written. This is a spiritual book. It's holy. It's not no novel. You just pick it up and read it like you get the books and just read it and think you're going to get an understanding of God's word. No. Why? Because the king said he is a spirit, and he looked for such to serve him in spirit and in truth. See? Got a lot of believers in the church believe in Jesus Christ. They get you on the porch, but the Holy Spirit bring you in the house. Is your house filled? I'm not talking about your house. I know you get nice furniture and got a nice car in your driveway. I ain't talking about that furniture. No. Talking about your body. The king word says to be absent from the body, to be present with the Lord. Because you're not going to be here always. We just here temporal. But permanently, amen. We want to be with the Lord for eternal. And you got to know him in the name of Jesus. So where the word of the king is, there is what? There is power. All praise the Lord. All right. Turn with me to St. Luke chapter 5. Think Luke chapter 5. Where the words of a king is, there is power. I want you to watch this. In chapter 5, St. Luke chapter 5, the people was pressing upon our God, our King, Jesus Christ, to hear the word of God. They wanted to hear more of what Jesus had to say. And they was pressing upon him. Come on, we want to hear you talk. We want to hear you preach. We want to hear you teach us. They was pressing against him. Verse 5, verse 1. And then verse 2 say, and I saw two ships, and saw two ships standing by the lake, Jesus did. But the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. Verse 3. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. In other words, told him to, verse 4, saying, now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your net for a draught. Look at that. Where the words of the king is, there is what? Power. Now he told Simon Peter to launch out into the deep and let down your net for a draught. Let's see what Simon Peter said. Is this you? Verse 5. And Simon answered and said unto him, Master, we have toiled all night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. You know what did it for him? Doubt was about to set in on Simon Peter. But what did it for him? He said, but nevertheless, at thy word. See? What did I tell you earlier? God wants you to trust him for his what? His word. He's speaking to you now. You got your Bible? You got your Bible here? Write the scripture down and read it. If God spoke it, he's able to perform it. Peter said they had been fishing all night and caught what? Nothing. We ain't caught nothing. Have you ever been fishing out there in the hot sun and ain't caught nothing? That sun be beaming too hot. You don't even get a bite. Fish don't come where no near your bait. That's what it was like. But they had nets. And every time they pulled the net up, nothing was in it. But, oh, somebody this morning need to launch out a little bit further. You've been around shallow water so long. Well, I can't swim. If the Lord tell you to launch out, don't you know he's going to be your lifeguard? Don't you know he's going to be your protector? He's going to be your guide? He's going to watch over you. He's going to keep the sharks from you. He's going to keep you from drowning. He is your, what you call it, the life, the thing you put on you, your preserve. He's going to be that. If he tell you to do it, be. But do you know the voice of God? Simon Peter say, nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. I'm tired. I don't feel like anything. And it's funny how God always get you at a time that you don't feel like it. Get you out your comfort zone. Can you imagine out there all night, ain't caught nothing? And heard Jesus tell him to launch out, back out there. Some of us would have missed our blessing. Come on now, be honest with yourself. You'd have missed it because of disobedience. Don't trust God for his word. That preacher said this, that preacher said you got it wrong. Your preacher is obeying God. He preaching to you, telling you what? Thus saith the Lord. It's up to you to carry out. Then the king said, obedience is better than what? Sacrifice. Come on here now. Stay with me. Am I right? Somebody need to launch out. The king, the words of the king is what? Power. And he's telling you to launch out into the deep. Suppose the boat flip over. Well, the king going to take care of you. Can I tell you that? Peter asked to get out and walked on water. And when the waves beat up against him, he sunk. But did he drown? Come on. The Lord reached down and picked him up, as long as he kept his eyes on the king. Where's your eyes today? Talking about your spiritual eyes. Huh? Are you looking around at your circumstances every time something hits you? Bills is piling up. You don't have enough to make ends meet. Food is low. But how many know God always have a way that is mighty sweet? He always, amen, have a way to bring you out, to bring you into something better. Here is Simon Peter, and he said, we have toiled all, they stayed out there all night and have taken nothing. Many time have you prayed and you still haven't saw nothing? But nevertheless, you got to have a nevertheless in your spirit. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will do what? Let down the net. Oh, if somebody ought to praise the Lord. Verse 6, and when they had done this, they enclosed a great multitude of fish, and their net broke. Oh, my God. See, when you obey God's word, when you obey the king's word, see, your blessings is at the door, but you got to launch out. It ain't going to fall in your lap. The king's word said, if you draw not to him, he'll draw not to you. Have you drawn not to the Lord? Have you got close enough? Are you paying your tithes? Are you doing your part for, amen, the king, amen, to open the windows of heaven and pull you out blessing where you don't have room to receive? Come on, be honest with yourself now. You got to do say, Lord, forgive me. I missed it. Got to leave the church. What are you going to leave the church for? Where are you going? Huh? If all these churches was preaching Jesus Christ, and he is the way, the truth, and the life, these folk won't have nowhere to run. You either get it right or get out and don't ever come back. But everybody ain't preaching the same thing for leaders. It's a lot of dry churches. It's a lot of them. But God is able to put life in any dead church. Put his spirit in there. Restore life. He did it for Ezekiel 37. Took him down in the midst of the dry bones and told him, say, son of man, speak to these bones where they live. See, we got to speak the word. We're living in the last days, and the last days mean from now on. It's not going to get any better. Oh, praise the Lord. All right. The Bible says in verse 6, the net did what? They had so many, it broke. And then, so it was fish in the lake, right? It was fish there. But when they was out there all night, they didn't get a bite. They didn't get nothing. The net ain't covered nothing. Y'all saw it. Y'all read it, right? But look what our king can do. He's a supernatural God. See? Things that is impossible with man is possible with our king. Thank God we serve an awesome God. He's great. Who would serve a God like this? If he took two fish and five barley loaves of bread and fed 5,000 men, women, and children, how much more he can do for you, your family? How much more he can do for my family? And he said what he do for one, he do for all. Talking about the words of a king. Oh, there is power. Oh, y'all ought to help me here. And he's doing the same thing now. Oh, praise the Lord. And he fed 5,000 men, women, and children. And after they were filled, they took up 12 fragments of baskets. The young lad had to help to take the baskets back, and he came there with a little lunch. Two fish, 5 bottle loaves of bread. God want to give you more than me. Why? Because that's the word of a king. It's power. It's deliverance. There's healing. Say he will supply all our needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Huh? Nobody can stop your blessing but you. Come on. Put it on no devil. All the devil did, the devil ain't here. Oh, yeah, he going to live on some, but he can't go no further than our king alive. He yet is an accuser of the brother. See? He did it against Job, doing the same thing to you and I. And what did God tell him? You can touch, but the soul belongs to me. Ain't you glad? He said, the king said, who's in his hand? No one can pluck him out. That's the word of a king. After he fed them 5,000 men, women, and children, and they were all filled, the Lord stole away and went on the backside of the mountain, and here they come. They're going to make the Lord a king. How you going to make our king, who is the king of kings, who is the Lord of lords, who is the hope of glory, can make him something he already is? And the Lord said, oh, y'all want me? Oh, yeah, oh, we want you. You know how folk is. Yeah. They hot now. They feel it. They done got healed. Oh, the Lord said, okay, you got to eat my flesh and drink my blood. Yep. They went to leaving one by one, leaving so fast. The Lord looked back at Peter, James, and John and said, are y'all going to leave me also? Peter said, where are we going? You have the words of eternal life. Well, I just said, why are you going to leave the church? Our king have the words of eternal life. Where are you going? You're going to go back into a wicked world, a troubled world. And it's not going to get any better. So rely on the words of a king. Because where the words of a king is, there is what? There is power. All right. They launch out, and they got a great multitude of fish. Where they had, verse 7 saying, and they beckoned until their partners, which were on the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both of the ships so that they began to sink. Oh, my God. Now, that's a lot of fish. And then I toiled all night. So that lake was full of fish. Both boats were filled to the almost lighting to sink. See what? What God can do, our king can do. When you trust him for his word and stop doubting, listening at people that ain't in the church, they ain't going to tell you something. They don't even go no church. Don't go no Bible study. Don't serve the Lord. He said, then let I go out there. They stay out there too long. I'm going to the beach. I'm going here, I'm going there. I got to watch the football. I love football too, but I ain't going to let it keep me from serving the Lord. God want to be first in our life. You want to be loved first. If you put God first in your life. Come on now, be honest with yourself now. Because he already knows. The king said he never sleep, nor he slumber. He sees all and he knows all. And I thank God that he searched the heart of every man, woman, boy, and girl, knows what's in the minds of our spirit. Oh, bless his holy name. Oh, thank God. Amen. Oh, he's blessing somebody right now. Because he said his word would not go out and return to him void, but it would accomplish what it pleases. Oh, he loves you. Oh, yeah, people talk about you, criticize you, stab you in the back, they all matter, squint in your face. Ain't you glad that he see every smile on people's face, but see every frown down in their heart? The heart of every man, woman, boy, and girl knows what's in the minds of our spirit. Oh, I thank God, amen, for our King, Jesus Christ, our Savior. Is he your Savior today? In the name of Jesus. Verse 8 says, and Simon Peter saw it. See? He fell down at Jesus' knees and said, depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. See? I ain't repent. But what did it for Simon Peter when he said, nevertheless? You got to have a nevertheless. Quit being so easy to throw up your hands and be a quitter and give up. Come on. But nevertheless, at thy word, trust God for his word. He said, depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. He repented because he had doubt. Come on now, don't say you had. You know you do. I haven't been there. But the Lord always stepped in, encouraged my heart. And he always do it through others. He always have somebody he'll put in your path to encourage your heart. They have always done me like that. And he said, what I do for one, I do for all. He may do it exactly the way he do it for me, because he deal with us different according to our measure of faith. He know what you need even before you ask. But he said what? Ask. Ask him. Talk to him. So there go Simon Peter. Say, I'm a sinful man, O Lord. Verse 9. For he was astonished, and all that were with him, at the draught of the fish which they had taken. And they had been out there all night. How long have you been going through your drought? But today is your day. For the end of the day. Say, Lord, I'm going to leave you nevertheless at your word that was spoken today. I'm launching out. I'm going to do your bidding. I'm going to do what you have called me to do and tell me to do. Because I know that you are the King of Kings. And where the word of a king is, there is power. There's some power in God's word. Ain't you glad about that? He said, by his stripes, we were healed. We are delivered. We are set free. The one that Minister Diane prayed for cancer, God took a strike for it. He took a strike for all matter of sickness and diseases. There is nothing our king can't do. Nothing. Thank God for every doctor and all those that's in the medical profession. But we acknowledge him as the healer, as the deliverer. He put the doctors here to work on our bodies. Oh, I thank God for them. Let me tell you not to take your medication. Don't do what the doctor say. Oh, no. Uh-uh. How many know common sense go along with your salvation? We have doctors. We have people in a different profession. I'm a preacher. I'm in mine. What is yours? The king have give everybody a gift. Operate in the gift that God have give you. Don't say that, I ain't got no ears. You got a mouth. You can talk. Thank God that you can read. Can you read? Thank God. When you get God's word, knowledge is power. There you go. Where the word of the king is, there is power. Verse 10 says, and so was also James, John, the son of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, fear not. See, from henceforth thou shalt catch men. Uh-oh. You going to do what? Nah. Not only are you going to get to draw for fish, you're going to catch men. And he did do it. Why? Because the word of a king, there is what? Power. That he prophesied on Simon Peter. And if you go to Acts 1 and 8 say, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and she'll be witness unto me both in Jerusalem and of Judea and in Samaria and to the utmost part of the earth. Y'all see that? And when Peter received the gift of the Holy Ghost along with the other 119, he made 120 there, men and women. Verse 14. See, when the Lord have spoke a word on him, this is what happened. But Peter standing up with the 11, lift up his voice and said unto them, ye men of Judah, and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my word. For these are not drunk, as ye suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass that in the last days, said God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servant and on my handmaid, I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and there shall prophesy. See that? I'm just hesitating so that I can marinate in into your spirit. I wanted to get it in your heart. Because the word of a king, there is power. If the king has spoke a word over you through his ministers, through his prophets and prophetess, it's going to come to pass. Why? Because the word of the king, there is power. There's deliverance. There is healing. Thank God, amen, for his word. All praise the Lord. He's a right now God in the name of Jesus. Ain't you glad about it today? That we serve an awesome God? In my closing, Revelation 1 and 6. And have made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. I'm going to read it one more time. And have made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. God bless you today. May heaven continue to smile on you. Jesus love you. And Bishop Porter love you too. Service back in the hands of Minister Diane.
Amen, amen. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for that awesome word that came forth, Lord. Father, as you saw the blood covering not just Bishop Porter alone, Lord Father, but the word as well. Father, we ask you, O God, to refresh, refill, and rejuvenate him this day, Lord Father. Bless him immensely this day, O God. For Father, he stood, Lord Father, on that word, Lord Father. And we say thank you. We glorify and we magnify you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Bishop Porter, I thank you for that word. The word, I tell you, where the word of the king is, there is power. And the king dwells within you. The king dwells all around you. Therefore, we can speak the word, decree the word, declare the word, stand on the word, standing on it with the power and the authority that God has given us. You heard it there. Where the word of the king is, there is power. And who may say unto him, what thou thou? I tell you, let me tell you, I'll stand on the word. Amen. Look like it's not manifesting, but your faith is what makes that word manifest. Because you're believing on what it is that you're saying out of your mouth. That's why they say life and death is in the power of your tongue. And the word says, where the word of the king is, there is power.
Amen.
We do not understand the power that we have within our mouth this day, that we can speak things into existence. We can call it from the fourth dimension down to this dimension. But what do? Speak the word, we don't speak it with power, and we doubt the word that we speak. Not only that, but we speak negative of the word after you speak the word. So you already done killed the word that you have already spoken. So there is no power. There is no power in that word. There is no king in you for you to constantly speak the way that you speak, because the king in you will tell you to speak lies.
Amen.
The king in you will tell you to speak life.
Amen.
If you constantly speak in debt over situations, if you constantly speak in negativity, that what is debt, negativity. Positive is life. So let us begin to, you know, spend time in the word. Get that power. You know how the illustration that came to me, Popeye, when, and y'all, for those of you that are young and, you know, too young to know Popeye, Google it. Popeye, the Sailor Man, Popeye and Brutus and Olive. Go ahead. I grew up in that era. Yeah. You notice Popeye will be weak. He's fighting Brutus, and he is weak. But the minute he get that can of spinach, he get that power. And you know what? That is us. We are weak by ourselves. But when we get the word of God and know that the Holy Spirit dwells within us, those of you that came out of the world and is now standing in that kingdom, you switch. You got that power. And what is the power that you got? The word of God. The Holy Spirit that dwells within you. So be, you know, take that illustration from Popeye with that spirit, that spinach. Oh, wow. Spinach and spirit. Yes, Lord. You know, the Holy Spirit dwells within you. Drink it. Eat it. What did The Lord told Ezekiel, the whole roll, what's the roll? The word of God, eat it. Eat it like never before, because people, it's going away. And I'm not talking about the word that is going away. I'm talking about the Bible that you can physically hold in your hand. It is going away, people. Trust and believe that. So take this word today. You may not understand it today. You may not understand it. And I thank God for that illustration again. For those of you that are young and don't know about Popeye's, Google it. They say Google is your best friend. Google it and watch it. And you see that every time he is getting beat down, let him find that can of spinach. And he suck it up into his pipe or whatever. Man, let me tell you, you see how strong he gets? Well, this is what you can, this is how you can get your power today. This is how you can get your power today. Get up out of the world today, because the safest place today is to be in God. The safest place to be, no matter what you're going through. What did I say? There is nothing that can happen to you today that the God in you cannot handle. And you will speak it with that power and that authority. So, Bishop Porter, I thank you for that word. I thank you. I don't know about nobody. I can only speak for myself. And I got something from the word. And I'm trusting that you are finding that, Robbie, to ask questions if you do not understand the word. I know I get a little hype and a little worked up, you know, with the word, that some people take it the wrong way. Some people say, well, you sound angry, or how you talk. And I'm like, angry? Why would I be angry with the word of God and it's coming forth? I'm not angry. What I do get angry about is when we know better and we don't do better. We know better, so we ought to do better. And the word has been coming forth for years and years and years, and we are not listening. We are not paying attention. That's what grieves me at times. Yes, we mess up. But when are we going to dust ourselves off and stand on the word? Yes, our faith dip. But when are we going to stand and say, Lord, forgive me? You hear it throughout the message. Don't be so prideful that you can't go before God humble. I just thank God for the word, Bishop Porter. Again, I say thank you. Join us tomorrow night on the Wailing Walls Prayer Conference Line. Be blessed.
Let him have. There's so much going on. got my battle. It's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright, yeah. As soon as I stop worrying, and let God, let go, let God, oh, let go, and let God, let go, and let God, my brother, let go, and let God, my sister, you can't handle it, let God.